Day 7, Become a Detective. You know, these days, so much information is public. I don't just mean in terms of the NSA or other parts of the government spying on you. I mean in terms of how people make money in all kinds of ways. Like, it's not difficult for most of the stories that we feature on the show, like, even if I didn't tell listeners, you know, exactly how they make money and how much money it is and all that kind of stuff, it wouldn't really be that difficult if you heard a bit about it to go out on your own and figure out some other pertinent information that could actually help you a lot if you wanted to pursue a similar project. So I continue to be surprised sometimes by emails I get from listeners, not you, of course, because you're smart, but I hear from people who ask questions like, how can I figure out what so-and-so did? And I'm like, did you listen? Because I just told you how they did it. Or sometimes people say, well, where can I see their website? Like, how can I contact that person? And I'm like, did you know that there's a show notes page for every single episode? And 98% of the time, their website is linked. And you're welcome to reach out to that person if you want. Like, whether they write back or not is up to them. But a lot of the people that we feature are pretty open. That's why they're on the show in the first place. And even if you don't contact them, you can go and look at their site and learn a lot of stuff. And then the last question I hear sometimes is, aren't these people that you feature on the show worried about giving away their secrets? To which I'm like, not really, because a lot of them have actually received a lot of business from the show. Or even if they're not selling things directly, they've received a lot of nice notes from people. They've received thank yous. They've received some other media coverage in some cases. And even if they're not getting something like that, a lot of them are just happy to share. Like, that's the bottom line motivation. And so if people are worried, then we don't feature them. Like I said, pretty much everybody on the show is happy to share. So people have this impression that all this stuff is proprietary and there's some secret out there for how people are making money. And there are some secrets, but there's also just so much public information. And we've talked about the power of observation in terms of spotting ideas in the first place. Well, today is all about applying that skill in another way by looking at successful projects and understanding their processes. So my story from long ago, like, you know, 20 years ago, literally, the way I got started in the side hustle world, you know, well, first of all, I was kind of unemployable, but that's a whole other story. You know, I got started selling on eBay and other online auctions. And the way I learned to sell on eBay, like at first I had no idea what I was doing. I didn't know how to write copy or take photos or whatever, but I discovered I could make $15 an hour or something, which was like twice as much as I was making at my little factory job in Memphis, Tennessee, working in the middle of the night. And then once I realized that was possible, I started paying more attention and looking to see like what else was selling. Like, what are the products that are popular? And with all of these auctions, you can see, you know, their entire price history. You can see what the listing started at. You can see how many bids there are. You can see the closing price. And if the same kinds of items are being sold over and over, you can usually see a trend. You can kind of predict, okay, within a certain range, you know, these handbags or these cigars or these toys or whatever it is, they're going to end up at this price. And then from there, even though this was, you know, 20 years ago, the internet was not then what it is now, it was still possible to go out and like get some information on where these products come from. Like anything that's being sold wholesale, there is a distributor somewhere. There's, you know, places you can go and buy stuff in bulk. And so I would just do that. I kind of explored and I play this little game called Follow the Money, which is basically, you know, to see how people get paid and then how to improve upon what they're doing. That is a game that I think you should play. It's a lot of fun. You know, even if you're not planning to enter each market, which of course you're not going to, just as you go through life and you're applying this power of observation elsewhere, also play the Follow the Money game. You're going to learn something. And in the book, the Day 7 chapter that kind of corresponds with this, I actually tell the story of Andrea Hajal, who lives in Austin, Texas. And Andrea started this Airbnb for dogs. And she actually, you know, began her business. It's actually a business now. It started as a side hustle and, you know, looks after dogs full time and has like 8 to 12 dogs in her home, which is, you know, amazing, like every day. But she started by listing her profile on Rover.com, which is like the gig economy kind of platform for dog sitters. And Rover.com is good. And like she was able to get started that way and get a lot of clients, but they take a lot of commission and it's somebody else's platform. And, you know, there's some negatives to that too. But she kind of used this sort of, you know, surveying the landscape, being a detective strategy to see, okay, how can I excel on this platform? Because there's something like 40 to 50 active people in my area who are doing this. And the site has an algorithm that ranks people. So if you're just looking to like board your dog, you're not going to look at 40 listings, most likely. You're going to look at the top page, basically. And you're going to look at the top 3 to 5 for the most part. And you're going to give those people like disproportionate weight. Like for some reason, and it's probably a valid reason, you're going to think that those people are better than the people on page 3 or 4 or whatever. So she went out and said, okay, what are these people doing differently than the others? She noticed a few things. I think it was stuff like, you know, they had a lot of photos uploaded. Like everybody has to upload 1 or 2 photos, but the people who are successful uploaded like a couple of dozen. So Andrea went out and uploaded like 50. And the point of doing that was not everybody's going to look at all 50 photos, of course, but that doesn't matter. The point is, like, she was uploading so many photos that just kind of shows her commitment. If you look and see that she has 50 photos, you don't necessarily have to look at each one. You just understand, okay, wow, she's pretty dedicated. She's determined. You know, she's got a lot of photos of herself with a lot of dogs. She must be pretty good at this. And then she also noticed that people who were ranked higher, they responded very quickly to inquiries. I think the site actually shows, like, this person responds, you know, within an hour, within 15 minutes or whatever. So she just decided, okay, I'm going to be the fastest responder. I'm always going to respond very, very quickly. And maybe, like, you're not always able to do that in your life for all sorts of reasons, but when you're getting started with something and you are trying to excel, you know, that's a good strategy. There were a couple of other things in that example, but the point is, like, she kind of plays this detective game to understand, okay, what are the successful people doing here and how can I apply that in my world? And that's what you should do as well. Like, you should call this like a reconnaissance mission. Whatever project you're going to undertake, like, look around and say, what are other people doing? How can you do it better or differently? And your reconnaissance mission doesn't need to be complicated. Like, you really just want to learn two things, like, who else is out there doing this? And it's not a bad thing at all if somebody is. In fact, it's kind of weird if, like, you come up with something that nobody has ever done for any reason. There might be a good reason why nobody's ever done it. Like, it might not be, you know, commercially successful. But who else is out there doing exactly this or something similar? And then number two, how is your approach, your idea, your execution going to be different or better? And it might not be better in each aspect, but there's probably something that you can do better or differently or just kind of unique to you and your strength and your skills. So that is your assignment for today. Go out, survey the landscape, identify at least one side hustle you're interested in, and see what you can discover. Now, hopefully you've got an idea already that you're going to do this with, but just in case you don't, pick any episode of the show. Pick any episode of the show and say, okay, I want to learn more about this. Like, I learned some details from listening to the episode, but I want to know more. Go and see what you can find based on public information, that person's website. If they're selling anything, kind of go through the back end, go through the checkout process. Like, even if you don't purchase it in the end, like, actually see how it works. See how they describe the product or service on their about page. Like, there's something out there that you can learn and apply. So go and do that. Survey the landscape. See what you come up with. And I will check in with you in the next module. See you then.